Bruce Vanatta says he got into the race at the last minute at the prompting of his wife, who he says was tired of him complaining about the way the city government was being run. He describes himself as a Renaissance man and claims to have as varied a background as anyone who's ever served on the council.
It relates to city council. Let's say I've been a city manager. I've ran a sewage treatment plant, a water facility, dock and cold storage operation, built subdivisions, been a community development director, ran the building department in Pierce County.
Vanatta says he did those various jobs in a number of communities, including Yakutat, Alaska, Glendive, Montana, Walla Walla, and Hoquiam, Washington, and Priest River and Post Falls in Idaho, as well as Grand Coulee. Like the other challengers, DeBree and Begg's seat, Vanatta says the current city council is way too liberal. Like the others, he feels too much time is being spent on issues that should not concern the council. One is the oil trains. He cites previous action by the council to place a speed limit on those trains inside the city limits.
The council spent all that time lowering the speed limit. Well, I've lived next to the track since 1968 in this town. I haven't been out of this area. I've never seen a train go over 25 or 30 through downtown. It's like you're spending all this time, you're wasting the Burlington Northern Santa Fe's time for something that you don't have any legal right to deal with.
Bruce Vanatta says it's time the council looks more closely at traditional issues facing citizens.
I think the streets are a big issue and how they handled that. I got some real heartburn with it. But, you know, we let the infrastructure go for a long time in this town. Homeless, you know, they sleep in, you know, I got home from the Bremerton, from the Naval Yard, and I come there, and I got a homeless person who's moved into my rock garden.
But Vanatta was not specific when it came to discussing the manner in which to deal with those issues or ways to pay for them. His criticism of a proposal forwarded by Bree and Begg's on using a so-called sugar tax on soft drinks to pay for more police officers did get a little more specific.
Who are you picking on when you do a sugar tax? You're picking on the homeless and these people, because that's where they're getting most of their calories. They're buying the sugar stuff, and you're killing the meth addicts because they need the sugar.
That comment gives you a flavor for Vanatta's campaign. Some of his other answers were tongue-in-cheek as well. Vanatta says he hoped to make it through the campaign without spending any other money than the filing fee and doesn't plan to put up any campaign signs. You can find our stories on Vanatta and other candidates for City Council District 2 on our website, SpokanePublicRadio.org. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.